Shabbat Shalom. The name of this week's parasha is Ha'azinu, which means listen, and covers Deuteronomy chapter 32. In this parasha, we see Moses speaking the words of a song that tells of Adonai's greatness and his wonderful provisions for the Israelites, along with their rejection of him that results in their misery and suffering, and concludes with Adonai's eventual punishment of his enemies and his care for his people. We also see in this parasha that God tells Moses he will die outside the promised land on Mount Nebo for his sinful behavior at Meribah Kadesh. Moses opens the parasha with this song, imploring both the heavens and earth to listen to these words, which will be like precipitation falling upon vegetation that nourishes it and causes it to thrive. Moses then proclaims of Adonai's greatness, declaring here and throughout the song that Adonai is their rock. Moses also declares of Adonai's perfect works and that all his ways are just. He is a God of faithfulness and without injustice, and he is righteous and upright. However, Moses notes that the Israelites have acted corruptly towards God and tells them to remember what Adonai had done for them throughout their history. They are his inheritance, and he protected and nourished them. Sadly, the Israelites became proud and rejected Adonai. They made him jealous with strange gods and angered him with their detestable idols. Their worship of false gods showed that they forgot Adonai and all that he had done for them. God saw what they did and spurned them because of their provocation. He declared that since they made him jealous by what is not God and provoked him to anger with their idols, he will make them jealous with those who aren't a people and will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Rabbi Paul quotes from this passage in Romans 10:19 when discussing the rejection of Messiah Yeshua by most of the Israelites and the Gentiles' acceptance of him. Although the Israelites would greatly suffer for their rejection of God, he would not ultimately destroy them, because their enemies would incorrectly take the credit for their destruction. The Israelites were without understanding and discernment, and their enemies would defeat them without God's protection. However, Adonai will punish his enemies for their sins at his timing and would show his care for his people. Adonai's promise here to take vengeance against his enemies is quoted by Rabbi Paul in Romans 12:19 to encourage believers in Yeshua against taking revenge, but to leave room for God's wrath. This promise by God regarding his vengeance, followed by his promise to judge his people, are both quoted by the author of the letter to the Messianic Jews, Hebrews, in Hebrews 10:30, to warn against continuing to sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. Adonai will show the Israelites that the false gods they worshipped can't help them and that he alone is God. It is he who puts to death and gives life. He has wounded and he will heal. And there is no one who can deliver from his hand. God promised that he will punish his enemies, and the nations are called to rejoice with his people. For Adonai will avenge his servants' deaths, he will take vengeance on his enemies, and he will make atonement for his land and his people. Rabbi Paul quotes the call here for the nations to rejoice with God's people in Romans 15:10, when encouraging believers in Yeshua to accept one another, just as Yeshua accepted them, to the glory of God. Just as Moses praised Adonai in this song, David also praised Adonai in a song in 2 Samuel 22, which is the Haftarah portion of this parasha. Let's be encouraged by these songs and imitate their example by praising God for who he is and what he has done for us. After Moses finished speaking the words of this song to the Israelites, he told them to take these words seriously and to command their children to obey carefully all the words of this law. These aren't just idle words, but they are life for the Israelites. And by these words, they will live long in the promised land. The parasha ends with Adonai telling Moses to go up Mount Nebo and view the land of Canaan. Adonai also tells Moses that he will die there due to breaking faith with Adonai at Meribah Kadesh and not treating him as holy among the Israelites. Moses could see the promised land, but he would die outside of it. Parasha Ha'azinu shows us that those who hear and obey God's word will be blessed, while those who engage in sinful behavior will suffer serious consequences. Hearing and obeying God's word would nourish the Israelites and cause them to thrive, like precipitation falling upon vegetation. The Israelites were informed that the words they were hearing are their life, and by them they would live long in the promised land. However, we see that the Israelites would suffer for the rejection of Adonai, and we also see the severity of Adonai's vengeance upon his enemies. Because of his sinful behavior at Meribah Kadesh, Moses would die outside the promised land. If we desire to be in a right relationship with God, we must do what he has commanded of us. It's not enough just to hear God's word. We must hear God's word and do what it says. Therefore, let's show our obedience to what God has commanded and loyally follow Messiah Yeshua as Lord and Savior and experience the blessings that he desires to give us. Shabbat Shalom.